Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple this week released the third beta of iOS 15.5 to developers and public beta users. The update doesn't bring too many significant changes, but there is an interesting change to the Photos application. With iOS 15.5 Beta 3, the system will now block, quote, sensitive locations for memories in the Photos application. For those unfamiliar, Memories is a feature of the Photos app on iOS and macOS that recognizes people, places, and events in your photo library to automatically create curated collections with a slideshow. This feature is entirely based on machine learning and has sometimes been criticized for bringing up memories that don't necessarily want to be remembered. So with that criticism in mind, Apple has now made some changes to the app to avoid creating those unwanted memories. The Photos application now has a pre-built list of sensitive locations so that any photos taken at these locations will never be added to a memory. As it stands right now, all of the places in this list of sensitive locations are related to the Holocaust. The obvious idea, however, is that Apple can expand this sensitive locations list to add other locations, and ideally even let users add their own sensitive locations. Each location has latitude, longitude, and radius assigned, so that the Photos app will ignore all images taken at these locations. The sensitive locations list, again, is pre-built into the Photos application, and as of right now, users can't add their own locations to the list, but ideally that's something that will come with a future update to iOS. In other news today, as part of its new iCloud Plus subscription service unveiled last year at WWDC, Apple launched iCloud Private Relay. This feature is designed to give users an additional layer of privacy and security by sending all requests through two separate internet relays to mask user information. One of those relays is operated by Apple, and the second is operated by a third party. iCloud Private Relay is currently available to iCloud Plus subscribers as an opt-in beta feature, but now a new report says that that could change with iOS 16 this year. The report cites several industry sources in saying that Apple is planning a number of new features for iOS 16 to further crack down on tracking of user data. There are a number of different ways Apple could do this, but the consensus among some of these industry sources is that the easiest and most effective way would be to further expand Private Relay. As it stands today, iCloud Private Relay works mainly for iCloud Plus subscribers with Safari. It doesn't work for most other in-app traffic outside of Safari and with certain features in the Mail application. But if the sources quoted in this article are correct, Apple could expand Private Relay as an always-on feature that masks the traffic for all data coming from an iPhone or iPad or Mac. So everything on your device would be sent through those two separate internet relays, preventing both Apple and your ISP or carrier from viewing anything about the traffic coming from your device. The details here are still a bit unclear, but it's not surprising for industry sources to say that Apple is planning further privacy-preserving features and that iCloud Private Relay would play a role in this expansion. It's also unclear if Apple could expand iCloud Private Relay outside of iCloud Plus as part of this work, but that is certainly a strategy that would help protect all user data and all users, even if they don't pay for iCloud. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a health and fitness dashboard for tracking your health data with insights, widgets, Apple Watch support, and more. Fitness View makes it easy to track your health app statistics with a clean interface, allowing you to see your daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly progress at a glance. You can set specific goals for your health information, customize your health kit data to your likings so you can focus on what metrics matter to you, and of course, you can keep track of everything directly on your Apple Watch in addition to your iPhone. Fitness View supports all of the latest iOS 15 and watchOS 8 features, including home screen widgets, multiple complications on the Apple Watch, and all of the latest data types in the Apple Health application. If you're looking for a health and fitness dashboard for your iPhone and Apple Watch, Fitness View is the best option there is. You can get started with Fitness View in the App Store for your iPhone and Apple Watch, and hit the link in the show notes below to learn more. My thanks to Fitness View from Fun Media for sponsoring 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, a new report from the Financial Times says that Apple is coming under fire with new anti-competitive charges from the European Union, which could be formally announced as early as next week. These anti-competitive charges are said to be based on Apple Pay, with the notion being that Apple unfairly monopolizes the mobile payments system on the iPhone by promoting Apple Pay and restricting other services from having the same access to the iPhone's NFC hardware. The first news of this complaint and the related European Union investigation emerged back in October, and it appears like the investigation has found that Apple is indeed anti-competitive in this regard. As it stands today, only Apple Pay is able to utilize the iPhone's NFC chip for contactless payments at retail stores, where you're able to simply hold your iPhone on the payment terminal to complete a contactless transaction. NFC access to third-party applications is heavily restricted, with all NFC technology for mobile payments off-limits to app developers, and other NFC operations often require the app to be in the foreground in order to work at all. Apple has previously said that full access to the NFC chip is limited to protect customers from abuse or invasions of privacy, but the European Union does not buy into that theory. Of course, it's unclear what sort of changes this European Union investigation and antitrust complaint could actually bring, and Apple is sure to appeal any sort of ruling. While the ideal outcome in terms of NFC access would be to open up the iPhone's NFC chip for third-party NFC payments, that's unlikely to actually happen, and it's especially unlikely to happen anytime soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.